This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The House is moving toward impeaching President Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what Speaker Pelosi is doing.
In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi says the president's an imminent threat to the Constitution and American democracy. She'll first seek a vote pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president under the 25th Amendment. Later, the House would move toward impeachment under articles Democrats are expected to introduce today. GOP Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press the best thing for the nation is for the president to just resign
and go away as soon as possible.
The president has no intention of doing that and will instead try to go on offense during his final 9 days in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP's reviewed public records that shed light on those who attacked the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Julie Walker with what we found out.
The AP found many of the rioters had taken to social media after the November election to retweet and parrot false claims by Trump that the vote had been stolen, and several had openly threatened violence against Democrats and Republicans, including Vice President Pence, who they considered insufficiently loyal to the president.
First Lady Melania Trump says she condemns the violence at the U.S. Capitol building, but in a White House blog post this morning, she slammed those she said used the tragic event to spread gossip and personal attacks about her. She didn't name any names, but last week her former friend and one-time assistant, Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, accused Mrs. Trump of being, quote, complicit in the destruction of America. The World Health Organization is sending experts to China to investigate the origins of the coronavirus. This is AP News. There's controversy over a photo of Vice President-elect Harris on the cover of Vogue. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with what this is all about.
The February issue of Vogue has Kamala Harris on the cover. It's not the photo, though, of the Vice President-elect that is the problem, but the image that it projects, according to her team. Her people say both sides agree that Harris would wear a powder blue power suit, but the image on the cover is one of her dressed more casually, right down to the pair of Converse sneakers she used to wear on the campaign trail. Vogue says it chose the shot because it shows Harris has what it calls an authentic, approachable nature. Harris's people say they weren't made aware of the change until the cover was leaked online over the weekend. The cover also sparked outrage online, with some expressing disappointment at how Vogue presented Harris as both the first female vice president and as a black woman. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.